better.
The verge of the first week in July. This is the first crack back at it. Talking about healthcare. Have you gotten over being stunned by Chief Justice Roberts' ruling? The majority opinion that was handed down on Thursday, 5-4. A lot of people reacted to the 5-4 decision on our Friday show. And into the weekend, I was peppered with a ton of email. Let's talk about some of the fallout and reaction to healthcare moving into the future. And it includes the fact that you have two governors saying, well, I'm not going to implement it. And that's Governor Rick Scott from Florida and Governor Bobby Jindal. They're not looking to get the funds from the grants that they would be provided to implement health care in that state. The health syndicates or the savings, the health savings exchanges that they're supposed to set up. So this could get really, really interesting. But some of you might have really supported the president's health care overhaul and feel like we haven't given it much of a chance. Voter support for Obama's health care overhaul has increased following the Supreme Court ruling upholding it. Maybe the majority still oppose it, but a Reuters Ipsos poll was released on Sunday, would you believe, showed that among all registered voters, support for the law rose to 48%. That's a leap up from the 43% before the court decision. Opposition slipped to 52% from 57%. So what gives? The survey showed an increased backing from Republicans and the political independents whose support is huge for the November 6th presidential election. The swing states and what happens with the independents is big. This is the playing field. If Romney's going to level the playing field, here's where he has to play his best. 38% of independents supported the health care ruling. And again, up from 27% taken days before the justice's ruling. So it's gone. Everything's gone up. And is this surprising to anybody? Now, of course, this is one poll, but there is something about polls or we wouldn't be bothered with them. That's why pollsters make millions of dollars. So now looking to who's winning clearly in the presidential race on this issue, on Friday, Romney's campaign said that the governor raised almost $5 million in the 24 hours following the Supreme Court's decision. Romney, to his credit, I give him this. He's been specific in some areas as to what he would do to replace the Obama reform. He's saying he would try to retain some popular provisions like blocking insurance companies from forbidding coverage of patients with pre-existing medical conditions, because almost everyone agrees to that. The Reuters poll showed little change in the support for that most of the other major provisions of the bill, including requiring companies with more than 50 employees to provide insurance for their employers with 50 more employees having to do that, and allowing children to stay on their parents' insurance until age 26. The individual mandate was definitely the sticking point, and most people still oppose that. To either get it by 2014 or you get taxed. Because remember, the mandate the Supreme Court found was constitutional under the government's power to impose taxes. So they labeled the mandate a tax, which gave Republicans a play to seize on it. To seize on, oh, you're getting taxed. It's a new tax. So that's where we stand. Shockingly, I think that a lot of Republicans, at least in these polls, enough of them have showed that they approve what happened. not the Republicans who are writing the laws. Speaker of the House John Boehner had this to say about the Republicans' challenge to health care and ultimately where we are headed.
This has to be ripped out by its roots. This is government taking over the entire health insurance industry. The American people do not want to get on this path. So one state, that's why we have 50 different states. They're laboratories of democracy. Governor Romney understands that Obamacare will bankrupt our country and ruin the best health care delivery system in the world.
All right, so do you think that's the case? Is Boehner right? If this gets fully implemented, will this destroy us even more? We know, certainly, with our incredible debt, that it'll increase the debt. I mean, how many times are we going to have to hear every year about moving up the debt ceiling because we can't afford it, because our deficit is crippling us? He's absolutely right on that. I don't care what your stripes are, right of right or left of left. There's no denying the numbers. And this is part of what he's referring to because of the money that's heaped on because of the increases in what will be premiums, et cetera, for people. And then the government paying for it, paying for health care now. The government getting seriously involved in your health care. So ripped out by its roots, that's what he's talking about, the government taking over health insurance. He was on Face the Nation, by the way, as part of the Sunday Swirl, the talking heads of politics from CBS to NBC, etc. And that's where he chose to go on, the Speaker of the House. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Sunday that the law could be repealed through reconciliation, that's what it's called, if Republicans take back the Senate and the White House this fall. That's the thing. It won't be repealed now. It can't be. There's not enough votes to make that happen. So McConnell's right. The only way it would be repealed would be if they had the Senate and the White House. They'd have to have the White House, too. There hasn't been a lot of repeal conversation since the Supreme Court decision. It's supposed to happen, or talking about it, on July 11th, but we'll go back to the same thing. It's not going to go through. You can say the first step is repealing it and have a debate about the provisions that have to stay and have to go, but it's doubtful the Democrats will play on this one. Why would they? They're not going to. So it's only if something changes in the White House and the Senate. That's the only way that that happens. So, should we all have the same health care and pension plans, and what's good for one is good for all? What ultimately is going to give here? The problem is, first of all, you go back to this, you got to have jobs, because you have to have money from jobs to pay for health care, no matter what you claim, what party, who you're voting for. You have to have it. So if we're getting more taxes and we have less money, none of that balances out. Imagine being unemployed, frustrated, and applying, not getting jobs, and then being told you have to have health care. Who's paying for your health care? Big problem. Coming up on the flip side, speaking of health care, that's where we're going next. We're talking a little health care here, like we did last week, heading into the debate and around the debate, and ultimately the decision, with one of our better guests. Hang with us.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety? Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
All right, what does the Supreme Court ruling mean for you? Kate, hanging out with you here on America Tonight, 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Shocker, stunner. Who would think that the Chief Justice John Roberts would jump on the bandwagon? And it is about the tax. And Jay said it. It's a tax. And that's what they're calling it. That's what the Supreme Court decision was, that it was a tax. That's exactly what Roberts said. So can we survive this overhaul of health care, honestly? Roberts says don't get hung up on labels. Among other indications, it is a tax. The payment is collected solely by the IRS through the normal means of taxation. Because the Constitution permits such a tax, it is not our role to forbid it or to pass upon its wisdom or fairness. Wow. Wow. If you had stock in a hospital company, that rose. Some insurance companies actually fell. If you had United Healthcare, it didn't do so well. The court's problem with the expansion of Medicaid is a problem. And here's the thing. They're going along saying that it can proceed as long as the federal government doesn't threaten to withhold states' entire Medicaid allotment if they don't take part. My, oh, my. Kennedy, Justice Kennedy, had the dissent and summarized it in the courtroom, saying, in our view, the act before us is invalid in its entirety. The dissenter said in a joint statement that the law exceeds federal power both in mandating the purchase of health insurance and in denying non-consenting states all Medicaid funding. Let's go to John in Kentucky. John, thanks for hanging through. What do you say, John?
How are you, Kate?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hanging in there, hanging in there. There's just just disturbing as what it is. They make it out that everybody has to have insurance. Everybody doesn't have to have insurance. I didn't have insurance since I got off my father's insurance when I turned 18. I was a Navy brat, and I had the naval, you know, medical insurance through the military. And it was a calculated risk that I made. You know, it was my choice not to have insurance up until like 3 years ago. I got it, and I got it with a huge deductible so that my rate was low. Got a $5,000 deductible, and I've always been healthy. You know, I've never needed it, except for like, you know, stitches and broken bones. And when I went, I paid my bills. That's half the problem is you get some bums, they go and they don't pay their bills. But the main thing is they didn't have to do all this, I believe. They could have driven down the cost of insurance and medical bills just by opening up interstate lines for the insurance company.
Yes.
You know, the competition. You know, that's the free market. You know, I still don't understand why they don't. Well, I know why they don't do it. It's because of the insurance lobby and all the money they pump into the politics of it. But the whole thing, like I said, is just going to get worse. And my insurance is now going to go up. You know, where I've always been healthy and I've got a huge deductible. My insurance is cheap now. But with all these people, you know, all this coming on, I know it's going to drive up my insurance. The other thing is how about all the people who are going to now go in and try to scam for nerve pills and pain pills? You know, it's an epidemic all across the country.
Sure.
People on those things. And now, you know, they can go and they weren't going to pay before and they're not going to pay now. It's just piling on, I believe.
And no, I think you're absolutely right in that. And it's too bad for you. You're kind of in the same boat as me, somebody who's been healthy and you paid and whatever. And now what happens to you is your rates go up.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the awful rub in this whole thing, is that right. How do you explain that? You know, yours go up. You're already paying. People don't realize this, but already people are paying $1,000 extra on many of their premiums for people who are uninsured already. So now they're going to lump on more on top of that.
It's a mess. It's a total mess.
Yep. But I agree.
I'll never be able to figure out. Well, like I said, I know why they don't. It's because all the money that gets pumped in by the insurance.
That's why.
Companies into the politics of it.
Sure, and Big Pharma. Because that's the idea.
And,
you charge more for the pills.
Both of those, just the stocks and those things soared today.
Oh, yeah. I saw that today.
Bad stock in both of them.
That's the key.
That would have been the position to have been in.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you, brother. Hey, John, thanks for sharing on the air. So you heard with John's story, and this is what it's been. It's been a show of people calling in and talking about what's happening in their world and how it affects them. How will this Supreme Court ruling hit you and your family, or if you're single, how does it affect you? It doesn't matter what stage you're in. I think as long as you're productive, as was said, then you're okay. But boy, the idea, and Jay said it, the idea of somebody being older, think about that, because people are living living longer. And I think of my grandfather. He lived to be awesome guy. John Fitzgerald lived to be 93. He was salt of the earth truck driver for a big chunk of his life, and then they wanted him to run the company, and he did. But he lived to be 93, and he was healthy, only till the very, very end. And then it was little things. It wasn't anything that was crazy, that cost a fortune or any of that kind of stuff. And then he passed away in his sleep, which was a great way to go after a life well lived. But I noticed in the assisted living facility that he was in, other people weren't quite as lucky. And then these decisions will be made before even you hit 90s. What's the line? Is it 85? Is it, you know, what is it? Ooh, you need a hip? Oh, I'm not so sure about that because you've got this, this, and this. I mean, that's what's going to happen, making decisions based on, well, we can't give you this treatment because here's where you are. So what is there going to be, like an age group? And it's like Logan's Run. If you've never seen that movie Logan's Run, rent it. It's from like, it's from the 70s. Somebody sent it to me one time. And I, and that movie kind of spells this out. You'll have like a little, we'll have a little, maybe not chip, because that'd be too easy. It'd probably be some kind of beeper. And when it's time, that's it. Whoops, you hit, you're 78. With your family history, 78. We've activated you, and now we got to deactivate you. And, you know, it's not fear-mongering. It's the way this whole thing looks. It's how it looks. It absolutely doesn't feel right. Unless some amazing things happen in the interim to change it and to implement it. I don't think so. I don't think so. Now, if you have a lot of money and you're listening to America Tonight, you're probably okay. And you for sure are okay, because if you have to go to the Mayo Clinic or you have to afford, you can afford better health care. But what about everybody in between? Because the in-between is really getting squeezed. Really, really getting squeezed. So what a shocker. It was a shocker. 5-4 decision. And, you know, when you work on the so-called third shift, which many of you call me, you are, or you have upside-down schedules. So you wake up. I guarantee a lot of you woke up to some kind of tweet or some kind of breaking news thing where you heard this. And if you just heard the 5-4, you were stunned at what that ultimately meant. I had people hit me up in Washington early just to send me, ping me, whatever. And I rolled over because I was sleeping. I rolled over, grabbed the phone, which normally I don't have the phone right there, grabbed the phone and saw what happened. I was just stunned. I was stunned. And I said that that's how I would feel because I was so sure that the mandate would be struck down. And then when you see the ruling and what the Chief Justice said, boy, I didn't even look at it this way. I looked at it all kinds of angles, the commerce angle, etc. I didn't look at it that way. And that's what happened in the ruling. That's what happened in the majority decision. Wow. Wow. Well, we're getting beyond the wow and the whoa. I've moved from wow to whoa. How about you? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Hang with us.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. Guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk foods. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As you heard in our re-rack, people were pretty passionate about it when it was first announced. And I think now in looking at the implementation and realizing what it means, there is a lot of consternation out there. Although a Reuters Ipsos poll shows that even the independents jumped up in favor of Obama by a little bit of a percentage. So how about that? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-Kate. Jay in Kentucky, thanks for hanging, Jay. What do you say?
What do you say, Kate? Delaney, the mistress of midnight radio. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. You sound good, too.
Had a pretty good weekend. Got to relax.
Sweet.
Worked 2 days, get a day off, work another 2 days. So
I like it.
I know I've already called in on this subject last week, but there's some things that I forgot to bring up. First of all, this come across as a mandate, and it wasn't implemented as a tax, but since the Supreme Court has ruled it a tax, all taxes must be generated in Congress. This
right.
Does not generate in Congress. Therefore, that's going to be the new lawsuit. Watch and see.
It is. I agree.
Secondly, here's a broken campaign promise then, because President Obama said there would be no new taxes. Guess
mm-hmm.
what? This is a new tax.
Mm-hmm.
Thirdly, what about the illegals? They don't pay taxes now. They're going to go get treated in the hospital still. They're
right.
not going to be collected through the IRS.
Right.
And if this is such a great program, don't forget that Congress and the Senate are exempt from Obamacare. If it's so great, why are they exempt from it? Those are some of the points I wanted to bring up to you.
So. No, they're good ones because, you know, that's why the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is saying that the law could be repealed through reconciliation if the Senate and the White House is taken back in the fall, because they know the repeal is going to be tough, but they're going to be able to look at it through the taxation portion of it. And you're right. That's what the Prez said. No taxes. That wasn't going to happen. It is a tax.
One more quick thing is I believe John Boehner said that they're just not going to fund it. So when it comes to funding it through Congress, they're just going to turn it down. So
we'll
see where it goes. And Romney's already said he'll repeal it. And the last poll I showed 70% of independents are against it. If Obama's trying to get the independent vote, I think he's going to be stuck there. So we'll just have to see how this all turns out, but I just want to get them points across to you, and you have a good night, Kate. We'll probably talk to you later in the week.
All right, Jay, thanks. Two hands on the wheel, drive safely. Wow, he's in a good mood. That's what happens when you get a little R&R. The thing is, he's right about a couple of things, and certainly one of them, we'll see how this all parcels out. There are roads to going after it, and it depends on who wins the White House. That's the first thing. And the taxation could certainly go, you could go after the taxation portion of this, which is what the ruling ultimately was. And I think that, you know, if you ask the question, do you want affordable health care? Well, who's going to say they don't? Do you want it to cover pre-existing conditions? Of course. You know, can you be able to transfer from job to job and not worry about it? Of course, people would say that there were good pieces of it that Republicans agreed with, but it's in the funding. The key is in the funding. And you've already got a couple of governors saying, well, they're not going to go apply for those grants. They don't want Obamacare, and they're not going to do it. So that means in Louisiana, you would be, well, what's going to happen there? They're not going to go, they're not going to have Obamacare. They're saying in Florida they're not going to have Obamacare, and Jay's right in the funding part of it. Congress is saying we're not going to fund it. So this is going to get interesting in the next couple of years if Obama wins. If he doesn't win, then everything changes anyway, because it depends on the majorities in the Senate, and it depends on, you know, how fast the scramble is to change it, to repeal it, and start again, or use pieces of it, or whatever it, you know, might end up being. So we haven't heard the last of this. It's not over. I saw somebody was talking about the Democrats saying, okay, this is it, we're done, can we move on? It's like a fight. You lost twice, move on. It's not happening. This is not happening. The key thing for Obama, it's like I saw the New York Times today, they ask about youth backing. Youth backing Obama, big question mark, because that's partially what happened last time around. Now you have young people who really believe, were excited in 2008, love the idea, hope and change, that whole thing. Now they've got student loans that they can't pay off because they can't find a job. So you're going to lose a lot of those younger voters who are saying, yeah, because it was so effective last time around, I'm not going to vote this time around the same way. Because it was an incredible movement for Obama. And it's been 4 years since then, and now you've got this whole recession thing happening. You have the millennial generation who had lots of enthusiasm for this prez, and now they're not so enthusiastic because they're seeing that there's no jobs. They're stuck. Will they change their mind, or have they made up their mind? Among all 18 to 29-year-olds, there was a poll that was just done by the Harvard Institute of Politics, and the group said 30% said they had not made up their mind. This turnout among the group is expected to be significantly lower than for older voters. Of course, they're discouraged. No jobs. Lots of debt. That's rough. when you have no place to go and you thought the education was ultimately the ticket. Hey, you can always chime in here and throw in your two cents on anything that we're talking about on the overnight highway, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. In our next segment, we're going to hit the numbers we can count. Boy, there's a lot of interesting numbers to get to, not just really related to health care, but some other things that are going on across the country, too. I feel for you if you're in the situation where you're just have gotten power back on, because 3 million people on the East Coast are without power. Wicked storms over the weekend that sent trees flying, cell phones knocked out, and D.C. in the dark, really. We could make a joke about how in the dark the people in D.C. overall are, but they are really, really in the dark now at this point, because so many of the neighborhoods might not have power for the next couple of days. And so many, it's because of the trees that in this crazy wind and rainstorm knocked trees into cars, pulled down power lines, and that's always the dangerous thing. And you have temperatures in the 90s, so people without air conditioning, you know, you get, this is the thing about electricity when we talk about being emergency prepared and we talk about the future and what terrorists could do with our grid and the especially electricity power and how dependent we are. Boy, do you have that backup? Do you have a bag with stuff in it that you can reach for if the lights or the power go out? It happened to me, 2 months ago. I want to say it was 2 months, and everything, boom, dark, power's out. Guess what? Looking for candles, looking for anything that works, because I didn't have a generator. Now I have a generator. It's all about getting those backups in place. I think with health care, that's it's going to be. The Republicans are lining up the backup. They're lining up the pledges. They're lining up the people who say, this is the alternative, here's what we're doing, blah, 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 blah. So will health care swing the election? It's definitely a portion of it. It's definitely a portion of how people feel. People furious and saying, I'm not going in this direction. I'm going to vote a different way this time, even if I am a Democrat or independent or confused or tired of the same old, same old. I think that the Democrats, their play is, we're just moving right along. Let us implement it and you'll see. We're going to offer this, this, and this, and this is the way we're going. I felt all along, and I think other people listening to the show maybe have called in and said this, but the idea that you could create the competition, that you could purchase insurance across state lines, and you could allow businesses to pull their resources together to get insurance as an alternative, made sense to me. It makes sense because whenever there's competition, you know how that goes, you're going to be able to weed it out and get the best offerings. And of course, the healthcare agents that provide the best, they're going to get the business. They're going to get the business, and that would have worked. I think that would have been a better route to go than what we're seeing. I think we're sick and tired of the same old thing, and the battle lines are clearly drawn. Why shouldn't we? And here's the thing, and Jay said it too. Why shouldn't we have the same health care that Congress has had? That's it. Problem solved. I'm in. Great. Give it to us. Let's have it. Let's have what they have. I'll have what they're having. Why not? Why can't we have that health care? I would prefer to take my chances there. Theirs is better. If it was so great, why don't they get off of it and get on what everybody else will ultimately be stuck with? And what kind of safety net is there really for the poor? What kind of safety net is there with Medicare? More doctors are parachuting out of Medicare. That's a huge problem. Unlimited health care for life when you're in Congress? Ooh, that sounds good to me. Stay with us. Coming up next, it's all about the numbers we can count. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Get past the beef, get past the shit, man.
The White House says the health care penalty is in the tax, and the debate is over. Over the weekend, on Sunday, they said the Supreme Court ruling, that's what was released, might have said that it's a tax, but the debate on affordable care is and should finally be over. How about that? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. We can count some people lined up on the tarmac here in America tonight to talk to us. RC in Illinois, Tim in New York, and Dan in Texas. Let's go to RC. Hey, RC, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Judy Kate.
Hey, so what do you think, healthcare? Now you've had a few days to let it, resonate with you, what's going on. What's your take?
It's complete and utter disaster. I'll just briefly, and I'll try to make it quick. I don't want to take up a lot of your time. I spent 32 years working as a health care consultant in the state of California, Nevada. And that was when Mrs. Clinton was going around beating her drum. The stupid part of it is that their whole format it ended up in California at the end of all of it. California at the time, I thought, had the most progressive, comprehensive health care system. with all of the things incorporated. And so I was on a committee, and we had a rubber chicken dinner one day, and she wasn't received real well, and so the people at the table on her side and the people on our, they just got up and walked out.
Wow.
Because they were not getting just this lay down, okay?
Right.
And I just looked at the one guy and said, you should have started here.
Should have started in California.
Yeah, in other words.
Yeah.
Like I said, we and,
had a good system.
After that, and I used to be the one of the, used to start freestanding medical facilities. Then the big fish started eating little fish out, and so now I put together a group of physicians in a very upscale area of Southern California. We didn't, it was all cash.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So those folks can come in. They would pay their money,
yeah.
Take their results to their PPO, HMO, or whatever, say, okay, this is the results, let's get it done. And you didn't think the regulators didn't just crawled all over this facility, but they couldn't do anyway. Couldn't do anything.
Right.
I mean, because I based the model on the Shriners. The government can't touch them. They don't take federal money.
And these people, cash, yeah.
When are they going to explain not only the cost, but how they're going to facilitate all this?
Yes, that's the problem. Yes.
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's still the same thing rerouted. And no, I'm very upset about this because this is, I've got physician friends of mine just opting out of it now. I mean,
right, because they know they're not going to, for them, it's a zero sum game. They're not going to be able to get the money anyway. And it's,
I'm an older man now, so some of them are getting to retirement age.
Right.
But, one guy started that, and they bought his practice out, and he was a geriatric physician. And a bean counter came in and said, you're spending too much time with this lady. You got to say goodnight. And he said, what are you talking about? But she got medical problems. And it's called lives, and it depends on what your patient mix is. Now, if I'm a 25-year-old man and walk in there with a sprained ankle, boom, it's over and done with.
Right.
Okay? But if I'm an 80-year-old woman mm-hmm. and walk in that practice, they have more need. And so he just kept getting docked because he would spend time with his patients. You gotta pass the bill to be able to see what's in it. I just, one of the most stupid statements I ever heard in my lifetime. But, until they start to fess up and explain how they're gonna get this all done, it's a waste of all of our time.
Yeah.
And I don't care if they run the elephant. I'm gonna get on a horn. And I'm going to say, the elephant wins. Okay.
RC, I'm so glad that you shared with us. Here you are. You've been in the business. You know what you're talking about. And that's what I'm hearing from a lot of healthcare people, people like RC who were in healthcare and know and saw things in the past and saw what wasn't happening. And his examples are good because somebody older, it's going to be, oh, no, you can't get this operation. Sorry. And as he described, doctors don't spend time there. So go with the younger and the payer and wait till you see how many people are going to opt out. How many governors like Governor Scott in Florida is not going to implement this insurance exchange or expand Medicare. He says he's not going to do any of that. Tim is listening to us in New York. Hi, Tim.
Hey. Listen, I got to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it won't be hypothetical because this is what the man wants to do. Romney says when he gets in office, he's going to try and eliminate this. Now, do you think that he actually has enough power to do what he says about getting rid of this plan, or is he using it, do you think, as an election ploy, and then he's not going to have it. He's not going to have what he needs to do away with it. after he's elected.
Well, here's the thing. There's no question what you just said there. It's definitely about getting elected and knowing that people are furious about, some people are very furious about the Obamacare, enough that you can use that to rally people around you. Of course, that's a good play because that's what he's been saying all along. But does he have what it would take to implement it if he were in there? The answer would be not unless he has the Senate, not unless he has the legislative branch.
So basically, people are not looking at the other side of this. I can say, okay, I'm going to do away with this. But in all actuality, he's giving you a half-truth. He's not telling you that, and in order to do it, I need you to get behind your senator and congressman and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
He's not looking at it that way. He's trying to say that I can do it all. You know what I mean? Well, that's where to me, he's not being honest with the people. So then he's not trying to get elected honestly. He's just looking for the vote.
Well,
he really doesn't care what happens after he gets in, basically, because he either hasn't forethought this or he knows that he can't do anything about it, and he's just using it as a ride.
Well, he's using it as a ride, but I think, Tim, what's going to happen, and you'll see this, he's been ponied up with a lot of those people that he needs who are running. So if you see him do that more, that's the other part of it. Certainly he knows that he has to have the Senate. I mean, I clearly said that. That's obvious to anybody. He has to have the Senate and the White House to make this thing work. Dan is listening to us in Texas. You have the last word, Dan. Dan. Did Dan fall asleep? He's there. There he is. You have the last word.
I had to put my headphones down. Okay.
I gotcha.
RC's right, and the gentleman just called is not right. Romney's going to get in there, and we are going to take the Senate. Every single senator that signed on to that deal during this cram down of us on this program is going to be up for election, a whole bunch of them. And they're going down like flies on a wall, being swatted by the biggest swatter in the world, we call the American public. This is the one nation in the world that will not tolerate socialism, Marxism, communism, no matter how many people they've got on the dole. When you tell a woman you're going to dip into her purse and make her pay, she's going to come after you with a 2x4. Same thing for men. Black people in this country are not happy with Obama's gay routine. Black people in this country are not happy with Obama's telling them they're getting something for free. They've heard all that crap for 60, 70 years, and they've gotten nothing for it. And there's going to be a revolt amongst them. I'm telling you, this guy's going to see the biggest ass kicking he's ever seen in his life. It's all on him. And the Dems are going to go down to where they're a party in the wilderness. Very soon going to be returned.
Yeah, Dan, I'll tell you this. If that's what has to happen, there's no question about it. The chamber is controlled by Democrats, 53 to 47. 33 of the 100 seats are being contested in the November election. 10 Republicans, 23 Democrats, 2 independents. All 435 seats are being contested in the House, which is now controlled by the Republicans. It'll be interesting, that's for sure.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.